The pact with the Seminole Indians is going to expire in 2015. Under that pact, the tribes were given the ability to expand gambling at their casinos, and in return, they promised a minimum of $1.5 billion of tax payments to the state of Florida for the period 2010 through 2015. So now it's going to expire, and the state will deal with what it wants to do next.
So under the current laws with those casinos, only limited casino gambling is allowed. Is that correct?
Correct. The tribes are allowed to have slot machines, blackjack, and high-stakes poker. They are not allowed to have craps or roulette or shemendifer or other type of games.
Now, what is the legislature doing about addressing all of that, and what are we expecting to learn this week?
Well, the legislature is going to address how it wants to regulate gambling in the state of Florida, including how it wants to deal with the pact with the Seminoles and whether it wants to expand the gambling that now exists in the state. And yesterday, Spectrum Gaming Group, which was hired by the state of Florida to do the research and analysis, presented their report to the Senate Gaming Committee.
What did that report say?
Well, the report was prescribed not to provide any recommendations. The legislature said, study the issue, don't give us any recommendations. But that said, Spectrum did an analysis of a wide array of potential changes, including the status quo, which is to keep the lottery, which exists, of course, and to keep parimutuel betting, which exists, and the casinos at the Indian reservations, but no expansion. So that was the base case. And compared to that, they had a number of different options for expanding casino gambling, either only in South Florida, only with a few Las Vegas-style convention resorts, or many Las Vegas-style convention resorts. And they provided all those options and analyses, along with employment impacts and tax consequences.
The rules in South Florida right now are a little different than the rules for the rest of the state. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. South Florida, Dade and Broward counties passed referendums to allow their existing paramutuals, the Dog Track, and the Horse and the High Lie, to offer additional games, slot machines, and high-stakes card games. And those are now in place in 7 locations in throughout Dade and Broward counties.
How are they doing?
They're doing great. Surprisingly well. The gross gambling revenue for the what are called racinos, which are like a dog track with slot machines, are over $500 million of gross revenue take last year in the 7 operations. And that is the same as the whole other paramutual industry. So the gambling piece now has grown to be the size of the old paramutual industry.
While we're looking at numbers, what role does gambling play in Florida's economy now?
Well, a rather surprisingly large role. First of all, the total gambling revenue take is over $7 billion last year, of which almost $5 billion was the lottery. The lottery is the biggest gambling operation in Florida, and it generates the most job growth. Second comes the Indian casinos at over $2 billion of gross gambling revenue, and then the paramutuals. So all told, this industry is responsible for over 80,000 jobs. The legislature is now going to determine what it wants to do to revise Florida's gambling laws. Florida's gambling laws need to be revised regardless because they've grown up and now we have racino gambling and slot machines and other things within paramutuals. And we've got the Seminole Pact that's going to expire. So clearly something needs to be done. And this is a great opportunity to modernize our regulations and to decide which direction the state of Florida wants to go on this important issue.
Which direction do you think it should go?
I think the state should allow expanded casino gambling at the existing operations. They should allow the racinos to become full casinos and to move their locations to more appropriate places. That would be concentrated in South Florida. I think if other counties wish to have casino gambling, they can do so by referendum if the people in the county would vote for it. And I think the state needs significant regulations to control this operation. I think in that way, different locations, different parts of our state would be able to take advantage of this opportunity or not if it's not appropriate for them. It's less appropriate for Central Florida. It's more appropriate for South Florida. Probably some opportunities in the Panhandle. Maybe Daytona Beach wants to have casino gambling to match with the NASCAR racing and Oktoberfest. So, you know, there's some areas that it fits better. And I think it will be very beneficial. According to the Spectrum results, that kind of expansion would move the tax revenue that the state receives from about $500 million from the non-lottery portion of the gambling to $1.5 billion, 3 times increase, and significant amount of employment.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Pleasure, Nicole.